Chapter 29, Landing Meadow, Dathomir. By Dathomir standards, it was a formidable fighting force. Nearly 24 Night Sisters moved out of the Forest Verge. With them, in three groups, were nearly as many Rancors, trained, obedient, monstrously powerful. Ahead, halfway across the meadow, the first shuttle touched down and slid to a smooth stop. It was boxy, silvery, with wings that extended a considerable distance but racked back as soon as the vehicle was still. Two more such shuttles, visible as silvery needles, descended toward a landing. The woman at the center of the Night Sister gathering was clearly their leader. Tall, broad-shouldered, gray-haired, carrying on her face and elsewhere on her skin the blotches that were the mark of pride of a user of the dark arts, who was not afraid to show it. She was dressed in lizard-hide garments dyed as black as night and studded with precious gems taken as prizes from 100 raids and duels. Dresdema was her name, and the clan she'd once belonged to was long gone, hunted unto extermination by enemies of the Night Sisters. But the Night Sisters lived on, and tonight they would become an invincible force. As they walked, she caught the eye of the sister to her right.
Aliava.
Any minute, I think. I felt her nearing us not long ago.
Dresdema nodded. She would not delay these proceedings because one girl was foolishly late. Haliava was a valuable sister, clever and inventive, but clearly had no sense of time. Tonight, once the Bright Sun clan was destroyed, perhaps Haliava would come to live with Dresdema's core group and learn some discipline. By the time the Night Sisters were halfway to the first shuttle, the other two had landed. They waited, their boarding hatches still closed. Dark shapes moved in the cockpits, then passed through the cockpit hatches into the shuttle's main compartments, out of sight. Dresdema breathed deeply.
Can you smell it, sisters? The dark arts on the wind like a flower.
She saw heads nod in the silhouette to the right and left of her. They could feel the power. Of course, if these Sith women showed the slightest sign of weakness or treachery, the Night Sisters would set upon them, kill them all, take their weapons and their shuttles. That was the way things were. Surely the Sith understood that. The Night Sisters and their Rancors arrayed themselves in a semicircle around the central shuttle. Dresdema stood ahead of the others. She raised her voice to be heard at a distance.
The Sisters of the Night are gathered. We welcome you, the Sisters of the Sith.
The boarding hatch of the central shuttle swung down, transforming into a set of stairs. Two robed, cloaked figures descended. The boarding hatches were lowering on the other shuttles as well, and two figures could be seen in each glowing portal. The first Sith, who had descended, threw back her hood. A dark-haired woman, she carried a lightsaber at her belt like a Jedi. She, too, pitched her voice as a herald would.
I greet the Night Sisters in turn. Allow me to present our mission commander, Lord Galan.
The second figure reached up to throw back a concealing hood. This Sith was exotic, lean, taller than Dresdema, and broader of shoulder, beautiful of feature, with a skin that, in the light pouring from the shuttle hatch and out of the cockpit viewports, seemed lavender in color.